There's a new exhibition on at the Centre des Mémoires Montréalais. By and For tells the story of a group that's pushed for sex workers' rights for the past 30 years. But don't expect the show to be all about sex, or even all about work.
I could tell the story of Stella's 30 years in many different ways. We decided that the story we wanted to tell was about sex worker resistance in particular.
Jen Clayman does mobilization and communications for Stella, L'Ami de Mémé. She says it's remarkable that Stella's still around after 30 years. This exhibition celebrates that and tries to show the public that sex workers' struggles aren't just for them alone.
We've had such an impact on Montreal life, on other social movements in Montreal. We want to demonstrate to people what that impact has looked like because it's been happening under their nose and they don't always know about it.
Over Clayman's 23 years with Stella, she's seen the group take a stand on many fronts. They've worked with anti-AIDS organizers to make cheeky safe sex videos.
Demander une relation non protégée à quelqu'un, qu'il soit travailleur du sexe, escorte,
prostituée de rue
ou simple partenaire, c'est un manque de respect flagrant pour soi et pour l'autre.
They also work with women in prison, who Clayman says are more likely than most to have done sex work at some point in their lives. But their solidarity isn't conditional on whether somebody actually has. That's because they see the issue as a much broader one.
Not only are we working with people in prisons, but we're constantly also in all of our work highlighting the impacts of police in the lives of our community members, why it's important that we dismantle and fight against these different systems.
But in showcasing this work, Clayman and the team at Stella faced an old dilemma between the collective voice of sex workers that makes up that buy-in for and the individual stories that the public so often craves.
How do we tell a collective story when people are so focused on the individuals? This is one of the ways we do it in this whole section. So we've asked sex workers to give us different belongings from their personal life or their working life. This box is of the Versace perfume that a sex worker had received from one of her clients. And she used the box after that to put all of her sex working money into, and she used all of that money for her first gender-affirming surgery. And afterwards, she put all the little bottles of estrogen in there. And I just think that's such a beautiful little thing there that was important to her that she wanted us to see.
Jen hopes sex workers' mementos will demystify the work as just that, work, as well as hinting at many of the different realities that people who take this work on are living.
People want to know what's the individual. They have this curiosity. Who is the sex worker? So we brought them into our space that sort of renders a bit mundane the everyday objects to say, okay, we're very important and our stories are important, but they're not necessarily what you think they are.
And that speaks to the goal of the exhibition, showing that sex workers are just a part of city life.
When we can humanize sex workers as being parts of different communities and having different identities beyond that of their sex work, people can take up the fight for sex workers' rights too and see how important that is, that sex workers are their neighbors, are their families, are their friends, are their foes, are their dentists, are their doctors, are their nurses, right? So it's important for us to show that humanity to people so that they recognize sex workers' rights is not this like crazy thing. We're just fighting for some fundamental basic rights.
By and For, 30 years of sex worker resistance, runs free until March 15th. You can attend a public talk on the history of that resistance on November 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 at 1210 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.